You're getting better for it.
We had good week of preparation. You know, take it play by play, one play at a time, and you know, I guess we'll see. You know.
Do you have some more cliches you can throw at him?
No, that's it.
After the game you had in Carolina, how do you try to keep that level up or even, you know, improve on it?
I mean, I just want to take it one play at a time, you know. Look up at the end of the season and, you know, hopefully, you know, see where we're at.
It's all seemed to start with that second half in San Diego. Since then, the momentum has really carried over with this team.
Yes, sir. I mean, I think it started a little bit before then. You know, we have been playing good football. You know, things just haven't been swinging our way. You know, we had too many turnovers. We're making too many mental errors on defense. But, you know, I think we got a lid on it pretty much. And just keep taking it one play at a time. And, you know, I guess we'll see where it gets us.
Peyton was talking yesterday about, hey, when a team beats you the way you beat them, it's you want back at him. You want to get that second chance. Do you expect that from the Chargers?
I expect it. You know, I'm sure they're going to play hard. We're going to play hard, too. You know, it just come down to Sunday.
Well, what about going against Rivers? You know, sometimes he's great and sometimes inconsistent. What are your thoughts when you play a guy like him?
I mean, I think he's a great quarterback. And, you know, everybody makes a mistake, you know. But when you make mistakes at the quarterback position, usually it's, you know, either interceptions or, you know, overthrowing passes. You know, those mistakes are, you know, more valuable, you know, to a team than, you know, a missed tackle or anything like that. But, you know, in my opinion, Phillip Rivers is a great quarterback. You know, I'm sure we get his best, you know, this weekend. And, you know, like I said before, we just had to take it one play at a time.
You tend to look at it like the three quarters the other day when he was great and then he made one mistake. And you really look at the three quarters as more of an indication of who he really is.
I mean, I've seen Phillip Rivers, you know, this will be my fourth game playing him now. So, you know, from what I've seen, you know, he's a great quarterback. You know, I'm sure he'll get a lid on, you know, all the errors that he's doing. That's the type of, you know, Pro Bowl quarterback he is. And like I said, we just had to see this weekend and take it one play at a time.
Gates is dangerous as any tight end in football.
Probably the most dangerous tight end in football. You got the guys up in New England, but, you know, he's definitely up there.
So sometimes it's a safety, sometimes it's a linebacker. Would you welcome the opportunity to go after him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm confident, you know, that I could cover Gates. You know, I'm sure he's confident that he could block me, too, you know, in pass rushing. So, you know, I guess we just had to see on Sunday.
You said after the Carolina game, you had a lot of crazy guys on defense. How does that help the defense to have either that spirit amongst the guys or guys that are not afraid to put themselves out there?
I mean, like you said, it's just the spirit that we're getting here. You know, I think, you know, we're all starting to play together. And when you're playing together, it's fun. You know, that's what you see. That's what you saw this last past Sunday. All the guys are out there having fun. You know, hopefully we could, you know, replicate that this weekend.
What will having DJ Williams back in the mix add to the linebacker?
I mean, it'd be great, you know, having some experience back, you know, getting a veteran back, you know, one of our leaders back, you know, he's been looking good in practice, you know, he looks in shape, he's right on point, he's looking sharp, you know, I'm sure he have his fresh legs on Sunday, and you know, I'm quite confident that, you know, you have a good game on Sunday.
What you've seen from Robert, if Elvis can't go, what did you see from Ayers in the last game?
I mean, it hasn't been a surprise, you know. Robert Ayers, he's been playing good, you know, since I've been here. You know, he should have had three sacks in the game, you know, type of quarterback that, you know, Cam Newton is. He kind of, you know, wiggle out of some, you know, but, you know, like I say, he should have had three sacks that game. You know, he's been playing well, and, you know, hopefully, you know, he'll continue, you know, the success that he's been having.
If he gets those sacks, can you help him out with any kind of a little dance routine afterwards?
Oh, yeah, I mean, we've been practicing on it, you know. I'm sure he could, you know, I'm sure he'll break out some moves, you know. Getting a sack is quite exciting, so I think he needed, you know, too much of my help.
If on the start of the year it was like J.J. Watts, he's going to be the defensive player of the year. Now in recent weeks it's like Von Miller's giving him a run for his money. When you hear that kind of talk, what do you think and your thoughts? I know you always talk team, but potentially being defensive player of the year.
Have they been saying that about me?
No, I've heard that.
Well, I haven't heard it. You know, I've just been, like I said, taking it one play at a time. You know, I've been taking it one play at a time. Look up at the end of the season, you know, and see where we at. You know, all the individual stuff is great, but, you know, I think, you know, playing in February and New Orleans, that'll be the best accomplishment of all. So, you know, we're just taking it one week at a time, one play at a time, and, you know, look up at the end of the season and see where we at.
Back to the crazy guys, who's the best dancer on the defense? I mean, you said the sack dance. Who's the best dancer on this team?
I mean, I think, you know, I think I'm running away with it. You know, I think I've been getting a lot of practice. So, you know, practice makes perfect. You know, I think I'm running away with it.
All right, is that natural, or do you have to, or is it the fact that you practice it so much?
I mean, I had some choreographers come out and help me, so, you know, I think it's, you know, I got a little helping hand in there.